You are now listening to Nights with the
Nitans.
Alrighty, let's go and get into it.
So, this past week, Crandon and I went out on a weeknight. Dun dun dun.
Uh-oh.
We went to this place called, what was it called, Crandon?
I think Jacob's Pickles.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yes, Jacob's Pickles. It was amazing. And the reason we're bringing this up is because, I don't know about you guys, but for the most part, we kind of have a routine. We love going out on the weekends. We love having fun and doing stuff Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday, a.m., whatever.
Oh, okay, but all day long.
It's like Sunday at 7 p.m. is almost as if like the clock strikes 12, yeah. Our carriage turns into a pumpkin, all bets are off, and it's like we're back to being like...
In the work week hustle. Yeah.
And so last week, some of our friends invited us out to go to dinner on a Wednesday night, and this wasn't like a happy hour or like a midday dinner. I mean, this was a night dinner. We didn't even go there till like 9 p.m., and I ended up having such a good time.
Yeah, it was a great time. I mean, so first, let's talk about this place. Was we went to this. It was we've been there before for brunch.
Yeah.
But during brunch, it was like a different type of vibe. You know, it was like different chemistry going on in the building. They had like orchestra music. They had like a coffee house feel, but they served soul food. So we expect the same thing at nighttime when we go there.
Yeah, it's kind of like a yuppie brunch crowd.
Yeah, that's a good way to say it.
Yuppie brunch crowd the first time we went.
Exactly. But then at nighttime...
Oh my gosh. At nighttime, I thought I was in like a club. Like, I mean... Like, they had Future playing, they had Drake, Chance the Rapper. It was lit. I mean, as soon as we walked in, we couldn't help but to start dancing. It was so much fun. And I was like, this is the same place, same location, same everything. And it was just so exciting. And it was like, dang, it's Wednesday night. People are turned. Like, it was great.
Yeah. But the thing that tripped me out is about this kind of place was that, like, so you go in, if, like I said already, the morning time was something different. But nighttime, you walk in feeling like you're about to start dabbing on them. But
it was so much fun. I guess the thing that was so interesting to me was, like, we broke out of our routine to go out to dinner, and a late dinner at that.
Yeah.
And it was just amazing. We had such a good time. And I remember when I was out, I was like, man, why don't I do this more often? I felt like my life was, like, one of those people when you watch, like, reality shows. You're like, what do they do for a living? All you do is see them going to lunch with different friends and going to dinner with different friends. And that's it. That's what I felt like my life was that night.
Like, that's all they do. Like, that's what they get paid for, just going out.
That's essentially what it is. And that's what it felt like on Wednesday, man. We caught an Uber there. You know, we're going in and out of the traffic in New York City. We pull up to the front, getting out. We're having drinks with our friends. It was amazing, and everybody was in such a great mood. We were sitting next to these people that were actually actors in a Broadway play, and they shared their food with us.
Which I am pretty...
he still tried it, though.
Stick with to that. I don't eat off people.
It was so good. We had these deviled eggs, best deviled eggs I've ever had in my life. It was amazing.
I don't want to make this clear where I'm from, you know what I'm saying? I won't do that.
Oh,
you
my
know,
gosh. Whatever. He ate like it. It was so good.
I figured I'd eat it, you know what I'm saying? If they got sick... You know, one person got sick, nobody knew where it came from. But we all got sick, we knew who to find. So that's why I did it.
Yeah, okay. It was so good, though. And it was just such a good time. I mean, we were dancing. I had this amazing drink called the Jam Jar. And it was wonderful. It was like strawberries and... Oh, it was just so great.
You go on the food.
And I felt like, wow, like this is my life. Like, I don't know why being out on a Wednesday night, you just feel so much more adventurous than a Friday or Saturday. I mean, yeah. I don't know about you guys.
All the cool kids are doing it.
I guess so. I mean, I know that people go to happy hour and stuff, but this was different than happy hour. This was like out at night on a Wednesday. And when I woke up in the morning the next day, I felt like, dang, like, why did I do that? I was so tired. I had forgotten it was a late day for me.
Yeah.
I had to work all day long. But I just smiled when I thought about it because it was just so worth it to break out of my routine. It felt great going out on a Wednesday.
So do you think it's something that you should do every week? You should do a nighttime like deal, like, or what? Because it's not, because I mean, people do happy hour after work after work once a week. Do you feel like at least?
But I guess I feel like this was different than happy hour, and then unfortunately, you know, sometimes with your job and my job, I mean, you get off at 6:30. I usually get off at around 6:00 and New York is smart. All their happy hours usually end between like 6 and 6:30. And if you're coming home from work and you got to take the train or come home and change your clothes, and like you could forget about happy hour. So in New York's happy hours, they're not as happy as the happy hours in Texas.
Nah, they like the dinner in Texas.
Yeah, it's the happy hour prices. I mean, you can find some really good places, but it's just not the same.
I remember having a happy hour back in, what was it, Galveston?
Yes. Oh,
and
my
you can get a plate of shrimp. You can get a plate of 12 shrimp, fries, and a two-piece chicken for like $10.
No, but there was this place. There was this place. Remember that we used to go in Galveston all the time?
And some drinks.
This place called No No Tony's. They had these that's orange shrimp with like jasmine rice. It was delicious
like
for $5.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
That ain't happening out here.
No, it's not happening at all. Ever. But the point of the matter is, it's just different than happy hour. It was like being out at night with friends, like hanging, chilling, and it was a blast. We had a really, really great time. So I guess my question is like, how often do other people do that? Am I just showing my age by saying like, oh, I went out on a Wednesday night? Or is everybody else kind of doing the same thing too, where they just kind of like stay in the flow and then they don't let go of that until Friday and then they bring it right back on Sunday night? Like, how's everybody else doing it?
I think everybody kind of just, I think everybody, like I said, everybody goes out at least once a week. I think you can, I don't know if you can overdo it. I think you have to be cautious so you don't, you know, it's cool when you do it like once. Well, when you do it every night, you know, you're on a thin line between getting laid out.
Yeah, and then I guess then another thing is, like, you don't want to make something spontaneous into a routine by saying, like, oh, every Wednesday night, we're going to go out. So, I don't know. I just felt like it was a lot of fun, and I'd be really interested to hear from you guys. Like, let us know. What are your weeknights like? Like, how exciting are they? How spicy are they?
Yeah.
I think one of my favorite things of the night, no, this is back to the food, but man, we had these fried Oreos at the end, right? Like, I know fried Oreos seems like state fair food, but was like done in such a gourmet way. The breading on the fried Oreos was amazing. Like, I mean, I felt bad because they brought a shared order to the table, but people weren't grabbing them fast enough, so I just kept eating them. And it was just so good. Oh my gosh, it was so good.
That's funny. I think you had said something about the state fair food and the guys like laughing.
Oh yeah, because so we're from Texas, and so the other people at the table, they weren't all from Texas, and so when I said like, wow, this is like state fair food, they just thought that I was just like a country hick. Like,
that's right here from state fair food. We love that kind
state
of food.
Fair food. It was, but it was so good. It was such a good time. And I think that I do want to strive to be better about stepping outside of my comfort zone, no matter what the day. But the thing is, it's not outside of my comfort zone for me to explore the city Friday through Sunday. But Monday through Thursday, I do want to be better about just doing a little bit more exploring of where I live. You know, I always want to know my city and be familiar with my city.
Yeah, that's major. I think
we've done a really good job of that so far. A lot of things in New York City that people talk about or say they want to do, it feels really good to know that I've actually done a lot of those. But
that's a great question. I think people have to ask themselves, do you know your neighborhood?
Do you know your city?
It's easy when you move somewhere to get comfortable where you're at and not explore, because when you first get there, you try to look around and see if you've done everything, go to new restaurants, go to the cool hangouts that you Google search or you hit Yelp and the first thing you pop up. A lot of times you go to those places and after, you know, a few months you kind of settle in. But I think it's good to figure out, like, what are the places, like, continue to explore your neighborhood to see what good things, with Easter eggs, we like to say, what you may find.
Yeah, so. Exactly. I definitely think that's a goal for me, because when we first moved here to New York, like every single weekend we were out and about doing stuff. And then, you know, with time, after we felt like we had seen a lot of the major things, we started to get a little bit more comfortable and stay in our little thing, doing our own thing. But I think that kind of caused like a resurgence of like excitement about living in New York City, because this past weekend we went to the top of the One World Observatory, which was phenomenal. The views of the city. We
really
ate
nice
crab cakes 100 floors up. It was fly. It was really fly. And then after that, we went to this amazing seafood place called The Boil. Whoo! Oh boy, that was another place that was really good. And so,
like, you can tell we go out loud on the weekend, yeah, way too much. So, but
I think one thing that keeps that spirit alive is going out and doing stuff during the week, maybe, and getting out of your comfort zone. One of the best pieces of advice that my mom actually gave me was to be a tourist in your own city. Just because you've been somewhere for 5 years, 10 years, 3 years, 3 months, doesn't mean that you know your city. And I think that one of the best things that my mom did for us was basically taking us to see major things growing up in Houston that Houstonians a lot of times forget or don't see. Yeah. And so I think it's a great idea to buy a travel book for your city and, like, get to know the depth of culture that you have in your individual city. And there's so much to explore here in New York. And
I think also, like, we're going back to the topic, you know, once a week, if you find somewhere at nighttime to go, not just happy hour, but somewhere at nighttime for dinner in your neighborhood, I think it kind of adds a different element to your surroundings. So you kind of get that weekday nighttime vibe.
Yeah, and it's a different vibe as we saw.
Yeah, than brunch was on the weekend. Because I think places have to work a little harder to get that attention. So I think it's a good idea to explore that. So be like the cool kids, guys. And let's go ahead and go out once a week and see how it feels.
But without scheduling it, though, like, still
randomly, not scheduling. Like, if you're at work, you're like, hey, y'all, let's go. Or, you meet somebody and you're like, hey, let's go out, whatever, for that one night. You know, not one night stand. I'm saying that. But
I like that, though, to more frequently get out, explore your neighborhood during the week. Because I do feel, like you said, restaurants, museums, everything. They have things to offer during the week that you wouldn't otherwise see on the weekends when everyone else will be there. And it's special.
Yeah. We look forward to talking to y'all next time.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Peace.
Bye.